Hello, my name is Dennis, and welcome to this episode of the Thinkers Podcast. I want to preface this episode by letting you know that what I'm about to talk about should not be pursued and most likely will never be pursued. And that is, what would happen if we no longer needed money? Now, what I'm saying is that everything would be provided for you for the better good of mankind. That would be our world's mantra, is, you know, it's all being done for the better good of man. In that, you know, thinking, you know, our housing would be provided for you. You wouldn't have to, you know, spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on homes. They would simply just be built and, you know, given to you, and you can live there as long as you wish. Of course, it's up to you to take care of it. But again, everything would be provided. You know, again, lawnmowers, paint, whatever you needed would just, you know, be provided, you know, for the better good of mankind. Same thing with food. You could go to grocery stores and simply get what you need when you need it. Anybody could. You wouldn't have to, you know, pay at a checkout, and everybody working there, again, would be working there for the better good of man. You wouldn't have to, again, pay for food, and therefore we wouldn't have any hunger in this world. Think of that. Wow. Also, what about sports events? You could, you know, go to a sporting event and simply go to a stadium, sit down, you know, at an open seat and watch your favorite sports team without having to pay a lot of money. And again, those players would not be making millions of dollars. They would simply play because they love to play the game, not because it's a business like it is today. You know, same thing goes with, you know, clothing, you know, your car, gasoline. You know, you can take it to the nth degree when you go out every day and you end up spending money. Think about that. You wouldn't have to. In my little fantasy world here, you would simply just be able to, you know, have it taken care of for you. But I think there would also be a downside, you know, to it. You know, money certainly goes way back. It's mentioned hundreds of times, you know, in the Bible, gold and silver. You know, it's just been around for a very long time. We've always had to have, you know, monetary value have always been, you know, assigned to things. But if we didn't need money anymore, I kind of wonder what would happen to the banking industry. You know, that would no longer be necessary because we wouldn't need a bank. The insurance industry, same thing. What would you need insurance for? You know, if something disastrous happened to your car or to your home, again, it's just repaired and taken care of. So there would no longer be insurance companies. There would no longer be financial managers. You know, why are you needing finances managed? You don't have finances. Everything is taken care of for you. So I kind of wonder what, you know, people in those industries would do, you know, out there. Again, you're not really working for a living. You know, you're working for the better good of man. Let's keep that in mind. Everything we do is for the better good of mankind. So, I just think it would be interesting to think about that and, you know, take it as far as you want to take it. When it comes to the fact that there was no money. In fact, I remember watching a Star Trek movie. I think it was Star Trek number 4, where Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock are in San Francisco, and he needs to sell his glasses. And the statement that he states is, oh, they're still using money. So I find that, you know, kind of interesting that even in the movies, they at one point thought about the world where we no longer needed to have any kind of money out there in use. So, I'll keep this one again fairly short. I want to provide these as just a way to get you thinking as to, you know, what things could be in the world out there. I would certainly love to hear back from you, you know, as far as any kind of input, good, bad, or indifferent. Can be reached at thinkerspodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is thinkerspodcast@gmail.com. So, again, I certainly do appreciate you listening. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Bye-bye.